Detective Benjamin Beck of the Juneau Police Department says last year's spike in burglaries continued even into the first few months of this year.
It appears to me that there is a group of serial burglars, people who were repeatedly committing burglaries. And I think it's evident by some arrests that have been made lately. Some people have been arrested recently. After those arrests, the amount of burglaries that are happening has declined rapidly. There's been a huge drop in burglaries after those arrests.
Despite that, Beck says there are still burglaries committed as random crimes of opportunity. Burglary is defined as any unlawful entry into a structure to commit theft. Burglars tend to hit businesses during the night and go through homes during the day when everyone is at work or at school.
It was more initially just like shock of like, wait, somebody was in our house, and then feeling kind of violated and feeling yucky.
Amy Dressel's house was burglarized in February after she left for work and while her mom was out walking the dogs. She says the shock later turned to sadness as she realized what was missing.
They obtained entry into our house, and then they went through the bedrooms and emptied every possible thing that they could find that was of value. So jewelry boxes, memory boxes, went through the drawers of the bedrooms and I guess shelves.
Dressel says some acquaintances found a few of her items disposed by the burglar in the landfill and in Gold Creek. Craig Millard suspects someone broke into his house twice. The first time was in December when someone entered through a side door in the garage and then stole some winter coats and camping gear that was stored there. The burglar returned in March while he and his roommate were sleeping and stole a few items in the kitchen area.
The first time was probably unlocked, and you know, that's how they got in. The second time, we think the JPD thinks they probably carted the doorknob because, you know, that's why we got that plate installed.
A new set of interlocking plates on the garage's side door and door jamb prevents the old trick of using an ID or credit card to enter a locked door. David Noon says someone last October kicked in a poorly installed deadbolt lock on the back door of his house. The burglar made a mess in the living room before running off with Noon's hard drive full of children's photos and his kids' Pokemon cards and his grandfather's pocket watch.
I noticed a couple things that were odd, like I had a new pair of headphones that I couldn't find, and there was a deck of cards that was strewn on the floor. I got in touch with my daughter, and she was like, no, I didn't make that mess. And that's when it just clicked in my head that there had been some burglaries in the neighborhood.
The burglar didn't bother taking a small antique silver set and signed Norman Rockwell prints. Luckily, Noon says he had his laptop and iPad with him when the burglar paid a visit.
There is a direct correlation between the opioid epidemic, the use of powder drugs generally, by that I mean heroin, methamphetamine, and our unprecedented spike in property crime.
That's District Attorney James Scott. Despite staff layoffs and sweeping changes in drug laws that reclassified some possession crimes as misdemeanors, Scott says prosecution of burglaries and drug crimes is still a priority.
The vast majority of people that we prosecute for residential burglaries and business burglaries are people who ultimately are found to be committing crimes to support drug habits.
The Juneau Police Department also says thefts and larcenies also increased last year. From 2012 through 2015, they ranged from 742 to 991. Thefts and larcenies increased to over 1,200 for last year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.